Hello, podcast friends.
Oh, shut up.
I know, you're upset about your footy tipping.
I put in amazing NRL tip,
Yeah, mate.
NRL tips. And our internet guy, Kieran, he put the laptop in front of me. He goes, pick. So I picked, and he didn't submit them. And I already had one win with Dragons beating old mate Broncos.
Which was a great tip, by the way.
And now, it was a dangerous tip. It was my roughie.
I know.
It was my roughie.
Yeah.
Idiot. Old mate, idiot face, Kieran Simpson. Didn't put the tips in. You watch me get clean sweep. How many games are they? You watch me get 12. How many games?
Eight.
You watch me get 8.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill it. Yeah. Rabbits are going to win. Bloody tip them.
You love the Rabbits.
I love the Rabbits.
You do.
Go. Shut up, idiot. It's your fault. That is your fault.
It's quite good food at South Leagues Club. I've been down there in Redfern and had a couple of counter meals down there. Yeah, it's quite nice.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
They're not. No,
when I lived in Redfern, I used to wander down there every now and again.
Really? Where did you like just do a lap of the map in Sydney and just live in every suburb and work at every joint?
Yes. I was in share houses for 10 years in Sydney and we used to move all the time. I once moved from from Piermont to Ultimo, which is side by side. I just moved with a shopping trolley.
Don't waste this gear on the podcast. This is good local Sydney.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay, this is a national podcast. We'll be doing this on air when you're going into Sydney.
Sorry, dudes.
Guys, thank you so much. Grant will be back on Monday if you've been missing him. If you haven't, too bad. And have a great weekend. Yeah. Thank you so much for being a part of the team and the show.
Yep.
And we'll hear you Monday.
See ya.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready? Let's go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
2 minutes past six for a Friday. Good morning, M.
Da-da-da. It's a Friday fun one, trumpet.
Where is that Friday fun day?
We need a trumpet for Fridays. Guys, executive order, trumpet sound for Fridays.
Get me James Morrison.
What? Good preference. I was going to go Dizzy Gillespie.
Oh, that's even better. Get me Timmy Trumpet.
Yes. Oh, hang on. Yeah. Is Timmy Trumpet that guy that had one song? Mate, that was his grand final.
Wasn't it?
That's it. Bring on Timmy.
Where's Timmy? Timmy Trumpet.
Look him up, guys. Type him in. Timmy.
You do that while we say what's on today.
What do we got today?
Plenty on. Channel 9's had some fun trying to get people involved online.
Can I just say, congratulations, Sydney. Well done. These are some of the best comments I've ever read on Facebook. And to be honest, that's saying something.
That is certainly saying something.
You guys had some fun with the Channel 9 news team.
Is Scott, your husband, being unreasonable?
We slept in separate beds last night.
Ooh.
So he was being extremely unreasonable, and I want you all to side with me so that I may play him this audio later and win the argument.
Can't argue with audio.
Yeah.
And Ed, MI for the Ed guy, wraps up today.
Oh, last two looks.
Last two looks.
We've got Bondi hipster.
Oh,
and
it's
then,
changed.
Yeah.
I thought it was Newtown hipster, because those two things are different. One of them has...
No, there's a little cap involved. I'm going to say Bondi.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a little cap. Newtown kids don't wear the caps. They wear more the Yakubras.
What did I tell you I didn't want to look like?
Too bad. So we're going to be doing that, and we're also going to be... I'm putting you in the look that I think you're going to adopt for your everyday life.
My wife is so excited.
I know she is, because she is tired of dating... Okay, that's going to come out
dating?
Wrong. Dating? Dating a preppy. Dating? I was going to say dating a preppy, and that just does not sound right for Tipple.
No.
But, yeah, she's pumped.
Is Timmy Trumpet ready?
Well, yeah, I've got a couple.
Let's go. He's had more than one song. I don't like that one.
What about this one?
No. It's even a trumpet.
This one?
There it is.
On brand.
Wait.
Yes. It's our Friday song. Okay.
Oh, that's a bit sudden for Timmy.
That's much better. What's the superior
thing we're talking about now? I've been telling you for as long as I've known
you. I've been telling you.
That.
I'm the robot queen.
You are the robot queen, but this is it. It's starting to happen. The jobs that are going to get taken by robots.
Oh.
I didn't see this one coming.
I didn't see this one either. I thought they were going to launch rockets, not
so
take 16-year-old kids' jobs.
Flippy the burger flipping robot.
Couldn't they have come up with a more imaginative name?
Flippy McFlip.
Flippy? The burging flipping, really? We're going with Flippy?
I like Flippy.
I don't.
What would you want?
Ned.
But that's got to stand for something. Yeah, tough. Too tough. Flippy has completed a shift flipping burgers at a fast food restaurant in California.
What?
Flippy's AI maps the grill for which burgers to flip and when.
And he has thermal eyes.
I hate this.
Oh, I love this. I hate this. Like Terminator 2, you know, when he looks at you and he gets all your stats?
Yes.
Flippy can look at a burger and go, that is medium well done. I love thermal eyes. I want thermal eyes.
It's $60,000.
Can I sing the song?
Of course.
It's got thermal eyes.
When I look at you and I can see if
my
needs...
fries.
Oh.
Yes.
This Thanks. Thing writes itself. Point is, Em, if you're a young person that's wanting to get into the workforce,
it's great.
Being, yeah, fast food, particularly for boys, because they put all the boys at the back and the girls at the front, which is fun. And they would, this is a way to get involved. And now you can't, if these flippy burgers take over, we're done.
He also knows to switch spatulas between raw and cooked. Oh, you're McStuffed, teenagers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Did you? Yeah, you got to switch between raw and cooked. Yeah, two spatulas.
I didn't know that.
What was your first job?
I don't. You'll get annoyed because there was a few of them.
I know. We've got a running list. 1360, what's the superior first job? Where'd you guys work? Yeah. What was the first job you ever did? Where and how much were you paid? What did you do?
I worked at the Sydney Fruit Market.
Of course you did.
With my uncle. Mm. And I sold ice creams at the Sydney Football Stadium and the Sydney Cricket Ground. You knew that.
Didn't you used to harass people in car parks to wash their cars?
I used to take a bucket and a sponge to the Chatswood Chase shopping centre and the outdoor one, and I would offer to wash people's cars as they did their shopping.
You're the kid we avoided making eye contact with as we went back to our car.
The entrepreneur.
Oh, not an entrepreneur.
Little tacker trying to have a
not
go.
Not an entrepreneur. I'll tell you where I worked after we come back. Okay. The police ended up busting it.
Well, of course they did. 131060. What was your first job and how much were you paid? Mm. We've got plenty of good stuff to dish out on a Friday.
What's this very first job? Because robots are taking over fast food restaurants.
They got a burger. I got a robot that can flip burgers. So Adam.
Flippy
the
burger. Do you want to know my first job?
Oh, yes.
I worked at a pizza chain. I worked there for 11 days. I got paid $6 an hour under the table. And then I got to work one morning. I used to go to work. My dad loved dropping me off because the car park was full of European cars.
Oh, beautiful.
Like it was the dishwasher drove a Ferrari.
Oh, yeah.
The chef drove a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
And then we got there one day and there was police tape across the door, bullet holes in the door. And they got done for tax evasion
and
various other things. Yeah. And that was it. I worked there for 11 days. It was amazing. It was such a good time.
That's a great place to work. Adam from Penrith, your first job?
Yeah, I used to be a delivery driver. I was a paper delivery person. So I'd get on the bike early in the morning, put the milk crate up to the basket. I'd spend all night. Wrapping the papers so they were all rubber banded and then deliver them every morning from about 4 till about 7 in the morning.
How much did you get paid, Adam?
It wasn't much. I think it was for the whole area, I think it was about 800 I had to deliver, and it was about $15-$20 at that time.
Where were you delivering? What area?
My area, Jamison Town. Okay. So, yeah.
How old were you?
Oh, I would have been about 14, 15.
Yeah,
so you would not get a 14-year-old kid getting up to wrap newspapers and then delivering them from 4 till 7 for $15 a week.
No way.
That's just unheard of now.
It's gone.
Makes me want to make my kids do it for no reason.
Get them up now.
Wrap these newspapers.
Yeah.
Where are they going? Nowhere. You're just going to wrap them for 3 hours. That's amazing, Adam.
Josh. Yeah. Hello, mate. Well, the superior first job. What was yours, mate?
Yeah, what'd you do?
I used to walk the Shetland ponies for the kids at Menangle Trot.
Yes.
So you were the guy holding the little lead as the kids sat on the back.
Yeah, I used to walk them, and on my first day, I was walking one of them, and one of them was trying to lose a bit of weight. And I didn't realise and just kept dragging it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Joshy. Yeah. Joshy, was that just soul-destroying, that job?
It wasn't too bad. It got me a bit of pocket money to get myself some credit on my phone. So. Okay.
Yeah, see, that's what it was about. Then it all became about buying phones, too. Mm. Hey, Carlos from Wilberforth. What was your superior first job, mate?
Mate, I was 11 years old working at Parkley Markets in the fruit section there.
Yeah, mate. I
hear screaming my little voice. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay.
Yep, screaming my little voice at 11 years old for $5 a day. $1 Origin! $1 Kilo! I'd go to work, I go to school on Monday, with a hoarse voice. The teacher thought I was a smoker.
$5 a day.
I love that.
That is unbelievable.
Carlos, this has made my life.
Yeah, Diane. Diane from Greystanes, what was the superior first job? What did you do?
I worked at Australia's Wonderland.
Ah, which section?
Yes. I was in the food section. I started in Hanna-Barbera land with the nice checkered skirts, and I looked fantastic, you know, and I was flipping burgers there too.
How much?
A place called Quick Draw and Madraw.
I remember Quick Draws. How much you get paid?
$5.06 an hour.
Oh.
So for 4 hours at $20.
Oh. It was outrageous what you used to be able
to
do.
It is outrageous. You could hire children who are not of legal working age and pay them less than slave labour.
And now, $5 an hour, that's who's currently making our iPhone. Who wins?
Sorry for laughing.
Who wins?
Carlos.
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 You win,
yeah.
Sure. Carlos.
You win, mate.
You got the Wonderboom speakers, mate. Well done. Very well done. Everybody else is going to get themselves movie tickets.
A Mount Isa man has caused an explosion because he was trying to spray cockroaches in his kitchen using an insect spray as a flamethrower.
Oh,
so he's got the Mortein out, mm-hmm. and he felt like that wasn't strong enough. Mm-hmm. So what he did was he got the Mortein out, and then he put his lighter to the flame and unfortunately caused a massive explosion, which then caused his face to catch on fire.
Oh, his face got fire.
No, he's okay. So basically, he ignited a can and a half of insect spray while trying to burn the cockroaches.
Say that again. A can and a half. That is so much.
Yeah. He caused the windows to shatter and significant damage to the kitchen walls.
Now,
I grew up with my dad. Right. Yeah, now look, he's released from hospital. He had some stitches in his head, some minor burns. He's okay. But the neighbour, Carrod. His neighbour.
That's a very Queensland name, Kerrod.
Kerrod's told everyone that we were just sitting out having a few beers and we just heard, poof, woof, woo, he said. Then there was a bloke walking around holding his face.
Yeah. We didn't think nothing of it. Did he say that?
Yeah, we didn't think nothing of it. And then this guy's mum's come out and said, oh, my son got interviewed and he told me that the police said it was nothing to worry about. He was just trying to kill cockroaches, which is pretty silly if you ask me. But what I want to tell you is that my dad, Vincey, loved a homemade flamethrower.
Did he?
Yeah. So he used to light the fire in our lounge room. Sure, we could use paper.
No, what about the click, 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 things?
No, we had a wood fire. We had a proper fire.
Yeah, but click, click, click into a little fire starter.
Oh, no.
That's the safe way.
No, my dad would flat out get some Taft hairspray, spray it, light the fire with that. And by the fire, he had a sauce bottle full of gasoline that he would squirt. He'd walk past, so you'd just be sitting watching telly, and the fire would be going, it'd be lovely, and then it'd just be... My nana lost eyebrows 1 year. It was so hectic. The flames came. Yeah, she got singed. So you'd just be sitting there, and dad would just surprise by squirt gasoline next to your head, and he'd be like, oh my God, the world is going down. And be dad just standing hot, smiling with a sauce bottle.
It's warm, isn't it?
He used to burn, we have, oh my God,
why
I have so many memories.
Why would he do that?
He used to have like a tyre pile at the back. He just loved fire.
Oh.
And he just like, instead of taking things to the tip, he just set them on fire at
that
the back.
That is so classic.
It's just WOG.
That is so
It's just my dad. If you've got a WOG father, you'll understand the obsession with fire. He had a homemade, and every now and then, and he kept a big bottle of homemade gasoline, rocket fuel, he called it, and he just put it on there, and he just mattresses,
what did he say anything?
Bikes.
Would he say anything?
Nah. Oh, no, I'm just going out to the pile.
The pile.
Yeah, the pile. Put on the pile. I'm like, I'm not putting on the pile, Dad. So, yeah, that just brought back a lot of memories for me, guys.
Big shout out to everyone currently trying to burn their own house down.
Yeah, Vincey.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
Do you dare? Fleshy mouth.
Oh, I've got that bit.
Fleshy Mound indeed. Mills and Boone have relaunched. They're very excited to have me on board as a unofficial, unsolicited ambassador. And they sent me a box of cards called Do You Dare? And it's quite a large box. So you and I have picked 3 questions for each other.
Yep.
And we're going to play.
Who's first?
Do you dare? I'll ask you first.
Go for it.
Who would be Ed Gavely? Who would be at the top of your lust list? Doctor, billionaire, cowboy, celebrity, or royalty?
The answer to all of those questions is Dr. Phil. No. Celebrity. You've got to go celebrity. I don't care about a billionaire.
I want a billionaire Dr. Cowboy, to be honest. For me, that would be really
rich.
Okay.
Your turn.
Okay, go.
Do
the voice.
Oh, if you could make anyone fall in love with you, who would it be?
My husband.
Can't tell if that's cute or terrible.
We've been together 18 years, guys. It is bleak. Nah. We're just talking off air. We're now after having forced date nights, and oh my God. Right. Stop forcing date night on me, guys. We don't know what to do.
You got two beautiful children. You're having a wonderful time.
Yeah, but every
together.
Text message is like, who's cooking dinner? Who's picking the kids up? You only ever text me for functional reasons. It's like we run a business.
You are.
I just want my husband to love me, guys.
He does. Yeah. Scotty loves you dearly.
Does he?
Yes. He
okay,
loves you
next
dearly.
Question. Yes. What is the maximum age of someone you've had sex with? Oh, have you ever grabbed a granny?
I'm not at the bus stop. 40. I was 24.
Yeah.
25, and she was 46. 44.
Old enough to be your mother.
Barely. I was the coach of a women's netball team. And
hectic.
Yeah, and she was one of the players, and she was divorced. She used to go married to a very famous footballer, and they divorced. And
oh my God, what?
She was a lovely woman, beautiful woman.
What?
Yeah, it was lovely.
Married to a very famous footballer.
They were divorced at this point. It was a wonderful time.
Give me a name.
No.
Sounds like.
That sounds like next question.
Sounds like Schmodney Schmooze.
No Schmodneys. No. Here we go.
Schmugger Schmocket.
No. Have you ever experienced.
I'm trying to think of more football players.
I know, you've run out of football.
Schmalma Schminger.
Oh, Schmalma Schminger. No, it wasn't.
That's it, I'm tapped.
It was good though, I like the last one. Have you ever experienced unrequited love and how did you get over it?
Yeah, my husband.
I feel like I'm being set up here. I don't know if we should keep going with this segment.
That's my last one.
All right, here's your last one. It's your last one, Em.
Yep.
Make up a new sex position and give it a name. Hang on.
Oh,
hang
God.
On. We can be sure of it.
I can't.
Go on.
I can't.
Go
it's on. The exhauster where you just fall asleep next to each other with the best of intentions, but you can't be bothered and you're not really into it because you've been together for 18 years.
I feel like.
And that was.
Do you dare?
Schmell me schminga.
Fleshy mouth.
Get us out of here.
All week I have been making over Ed Cavely because while he was great, sometimes you can make a turd a diamond. Is that the right? Is that what we
That'll
say?
Do. Yeah, yeah.
Is that
yeah.
the thing?
Pretty much.
Okay, great. So what I've done so far is we had a haircut, which looks incredible, and also we gave him a camp makeover where I dressed him as a host of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy in some mesh and a lovely salmon jacket. And today we've got two looks, the first of which is about to be revealed. Today, have we played the intro yet?
No.
Do that.
Okay. Am I for the Ed Guy?
Today's look is Bondi Hipster. What the hell is on your face?
Bruce.
You look like the guy from Tintin.
Hey, Bruce.
Who's the guy from Tintin? What's
the
his
captain.
Name? The captain.
Captain Harrod or Haddock. Can I get you a peanut latte, man?
Can I just say, can you take the beard off for me? You look really hot otherwise.
No, I don't.
I love this shit.
Why would anyone dress like this?
Oh, my God. I can't. It's, the problem is, he looks like a really hot English punk era gay guy.
So I've got on skinny jeans.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, yeah, Topol.
Yeah. You've got a little captain's hat on.
I've got a little captain's hat.
Tight. I like the shirt.
I don't like the shirt.
You could do the shirt. Your muscles are bulging out of that.
It's a very small shirt. And then I've got really skinny jeans.
Yeah, they look good.
And an enormous boots.
Rumper stomper boots. We're on live Instagram now. If you want to see what it looks like now, we'll put it all up on Instagram. Babe, that shirt rocks on you.
I hate this shirt.
No, but stand up. Stop bending over.
I've got to look at turn into, stand up. The microphone.
You look good. Oh, my God. Look at his biceps.
Listen.
Guys, I don't want to fixate, but Jesus Christ. I really feel like we've uncovered something about you.
I know, but M.
It's like finding out someone has a secret skill, except you've just got muscles.
What? Why would this Bondi hipster
look? This is how hipsters dress.
You know what happened to me?
What?
I put this on.
Yeah.
And then I looked down at my phone. I donated to the Sea Shepherd.
You started a slow candle business?
Yeah. What I do is I choose my charities based on who has the best T-shirts.
Hey
guys, I've got a new place in Bondi. Listen, you guys. It's off the beach. It's not like the loser end of Bondi. It's the cool end. It's $900 a week rent, but it's cool because my dad owns a construction company I don't talk about.
$900 is very cheap a week in Bondi. You are out of touch, sir.
There's nine of us living in a one bedder. It's my band. Called the Crap Pixies.
What's your band called? The Crap Pixies.
The Crap Pixies.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a Pixies cover band.
Are they a fusion?
Yeah, they're fusion, man. We used to play rock, but rock's dead, baby.
Yeah. So now Austin Powers is here. I think you look great. Okay, so this is look number one for today. I want you to know that I have look number two. That is dead set serious. We're going to get Tiff, your wife's opinion on it. That's coming up after 8, but we're also going to be tackling your issues with food.
I don't have any issue. I don't have issues with food.
What do you do when you walk past someone eating a hamburger?
Nang, 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 nang. I try and
bite
it.
Or what else do you do?
Oh, I walk.
Do it.
I walk over and I point at their food and I go, yes, yes. And my wife said I'm not allowed to do it in restaurants or food courts
anymore.
Yeah, we've
got a food psych coming up later for you. So you look great. All the pictures online. Fantastic effort. I love Hipster Ed. I'm here for Hipster Ed.
I gotta go, man. I gotta go. I'm doing a DJ set at Cuba.
Get out, Hipster Ed.
See you, bro.
Channel 9 News Sydney popped on their Facebook page yesterday and said, this is what they wrote. Call out, if you've had an addiction to alcohol, methamphetamine or cocaine, 9 News would like to speak to you. Please direct message us. And underneath was a photo of a hand over the top of a bag of white powder and a needle and some pills. Mm. And, well, I'm not making light of people who have had addiction. That's a very serious issue.
No.
But that aside, the comments underneath the Channel 9 addiction post, really, guys, I'm so proud of you. Yeah. My favourite one was from Jason Ellis. Congratulations, Jason. Jason wrote, I'm addicted to licking 9-volt batteries and eating old thongs. Send Tracy Coleslaw to interview me.
How good's Tracy Coleslaw?
I love Tracy Coleslaw. If fast forward were around today, I feel like she'd be a character.
How good is that?
Do you have a favourite?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Okay. And someone by Kaz Spicer, which is, I like this as an idea, because what she's done is she's also pitched a television show. Can we, nominate people and they get a surprise interview? So
well, someone took it a bit further. Michael Dixon actually tagged his friend and wrote, I think you're the man for this interview. I love that.
How good is Zoe? So Zoe, spelled Zowie, he's gone with, it's a question about if you know anyone that's addicted to things. Do I get a free drink if I talk to you? Well done. It's good fun.
Andrew Jackalwenko.
Yep.
Free giveaways, asking for a friend. What were they expecting?
I know. This is the thing.
Come on, guys.
If you put it out like that too, with like a serious photograph of someone who's trying to grab all the drugs at once.
Well, that's what someone wrote. All I'm seeing is a picture of some vitamin pills, a B12 injection and a bag of glucosamine. We have heard overnight that Bernard Tomic was approached in a club called Sin City. He was there with his girlfriend and the Gold Coast Bulletin asked him, you know, what have you been doing? Now, the last time Bernard Tomic was asked what he was been doing, we had this answer.
I just count money. That's all I do. I count my millions. You go do what I did. You go make 13, 14 million. Good luck, guys. Bye-bye.
Well, we're lucky enough to have Bernie on the phone now, coming to us live from Sin City Club.
Hey.
Hi, Bernie.
Hey, good morning. Hey, 1 million, 100 million. What's happening? What's happening,
Bernie,
with you?
Bernie, what have you bought?
I'm just on the Gold Coast. I bought everything. I bought Dreamworld. That cost millions. And then I bought SeaWorld. They threw in SeaWorld for free. And I'm turning SeaWorld into Bernard's Jacuzzi World. You just go in there. No, you just go in there. You know, you got some hot chicks in a jacuzzi with a dugong. You can party, mate. You can party. It's under the sea. It's like a really horny version of the Little Mermaid.
Bernie, why are you in a nightclub at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Hey, bro, it's a business nightclub. Come on. We have our meetings on the D floor, okay? I got my head of finance, Timmy Trumpet, okay? I got everybody here. We're having a power meeting. Hey, what day is it, by the way? I've been in this business meeting for a few days, hey.
Any other plans for your billions, Bernie?
Yeah, billions, hey. Thanks very much, bro. Hey, it's only been millions, but maybe you may get some bro. Hey, what I'm going to do is I'm going to move the Australian Open to the Gold Coast, and it's not going to be tennis anymore because tennis is for losers, and now we're just going to have putt-putt. It's going to be putt-putt golf, and it's going to be beach volleyball and passing chicks. And if you can do that as good as Ben Atomic, you're going to win the Australian Open. You know what I mean?
Okay, thanks.
$1 million, $2 million, hey. This is a sweaty business meeting. I tell you that for free. Hey, why don't I buy Today FM to Bernard FM? How does that sound?
Well, that sounds amazing.
M. Grant and bloody Bernard for breakfast, hey? Bloody Den, you can get lost. He's like a drinks fridge anyway, little loser. Hey, see
bye,
you later.
Bye-bye.
$10 million, $7 million.
Get him off.
Time for Am I Being Unreasonable? But we have to alter this slightly, I believe, today.
Mm-hmm. Am I Scott. Being unreasonable?
Your husband, Scott, is he being unreasonable?
Is Scotty being unreasonable on 131060 Sydney? Help me out. So my husband, when he cooks dinner, he announces it like he's doing the whole family a favour. I'm like, no, idiot. We take it in turns. He's like, I'll do dinner tonight. I'm like, okay, thanks, mate. And then what happens is when Scott cooks dinner, it's like, oh, what should I cook? Where should I buy the ingredients? What are the la 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 la? And then he goes in and he destroys the kitchen. He doesn't clean as he goes and he leaves it and he walks out of the kitchen and I go, are you going to clean the kitchen? He goes, yeah, I'll do it later. He doesn't do it later. I get up in the morning and it's still there. That all aside, when he cooks dinner, he puts the dinner down on the table and he says, dinner. And if we don't come, like 1 second later, he cracks the shits. He cracks it. He's like, how dare you? I've cooked this dinner. This is so disrespectful. And he'll yell at us. And like sometimes I'm in the middle of writing something or my cello's finishing her homework or my other daughter's outside playing. And if she's outside, I'm like, leave her outside. Yeah. There's no screen.
There's no screen, yeah.
So I said to him, can you stop yelling at everyone if we don't come 1 second after you tell us the dinner's ready, please? Okay. And he said, no, I've slaved away. Oh. I've cooked this dinner and it's going to go cold and you're not going to eat it as I intended. And I think it's disrespectful if you don't come straight away. And I said, no, you're being ridiculous. Put the food down on the table. I'll come and eat with you. We get a child-free dinner. Fantastic. Nice. And also, you're just causing anxiety around dinner. So every time now when Scott goes to cook, I start feeling anxious. Because I know that the dinner Nazi is going to appear. And if I'm not there at 1 minute after he places that plate down, all hell breaks loose. I think Scott's being unreasonable, expecting us to come the second he plates.
Can I ask a couple of questions?
Yes.
131060, though, is Scott being unreasonable? He's made dinner. He's made dinner for the family and he wants everyone to sit down together and he wants it to happen just as he places it down.
But sometimes we can't get there. Give us 3 or 4 minutes. We honestly get 60 seconds and he starts the huffing and puffing and the effing and jeffing.
Well, 131060, is he being unreasonable? My first question is the dinner elaborate?
No. No.
No, come on. What was it?
It's like Marley Spoon. It's like HelloFresh stuff, you know? They
so
come
chicken, vegetables.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Oh, last night he did a nice lentil sweet potato curry.
That's pretty involved. Lentil sweet potato curry is pretty involved.
Some curry powder, mate, and some coconut milk. Relax.
Is he wanting to have it? Does he say, no screens at dinner, we're all going to talk?
No. But we don't have screens at dinner. You're not allowed to bring your screen to the table. That's a rule that we've always had.
God, this is tough. 131060.
Is he? No, tell me what you think.
I think he is being unreasonable to expect everyone to flood to the table immediately. Mm. But if he's taken a lot of time and made something special, I think it's a reasonable expectation that people aren't just going to wander in whenever they want when it's cold.
Okay.
131060. Is Scott being unreasonable?
Do you see what Nev's saying? That was my argument.
Do you want to give Nev straight away?
Yeah, let's get Nev on.
Let's get Nev straight away. Because
what Nev is saying is exactly my point. Nev, give your wise words.
Good morning, guys. Yes, Scott needs to give you guys a 10-minute warning. as to when he's going to put it on the table so you can finish doing what you're doing.
Yes.
Come and relax and sit down and he can present you with your beautiful meals.
I said exactly the same thing.
But he won't know because he's trying to time all of the elements.
Oh, dude.
He's timing elements.
He's boiling water and popping in some curry paste.
I'm trying to help him.
I know. I agree. Now, I said, give everyone a run-up. Give us a run-up to dinner. I agree, Nev, but it's like surprise, surprise, chef. You never know what or when, and if you're not there in time, there's an explosion.
131060, is Scott being unreasonable? Made dinner for the family. Yeah. He wants everyone to sit down and eat it just as it's been cooked.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
We're doing this. Are you ready to sing?
Am Scott being unreasonable? Is Scott being unreasonable in when he... That's my husband, who I love dearly. We've been together nearly 18 years. With two separations, but we sweep them under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
When he cooks dinner, he expects everyone to appear straight away or he cracks it. Like, he gets really cross if we don't sit down and eat the second he plates up. Okay. And the other thing I want to say is, because he doesn't cook as often as I do, I think he thinks it's a special event to cook dinner and he deserves some sort of praise. For me, because I cook more than him, I just want to get it out, up and on the table, eat out.
I feel like that's a key piece of information.
He doesn't cook
the
enough.
The frequency of cooking.
He doesn't cook frequently. He'll cook maybe two of the seven meals a week.
Okay.
And so I think when he does it, he feels like he needs a big pat on the back.
Yeah. Okay.
Just get the meals out, idiot.
Well, Natalie from Liverpool, do you think Scott is being unreasonable?
No, not at all.
Go on, Nat.
Not at all.
He's going to love you, Nat. He's going to love this. Go on, buddy.
Well, I don't know if it's just because I basically grew up with the dad, like, exactly the same. But I just think it comes down to respect, really. Like, if somebody's going to present you with a meal, you're going to be there to eat it, regardless if it's just quick mac and cheese or if it's a massive family roast dinner.
Yeah.
They've gone out of their way at the end of the day. What are you going to do, sit in your room and Facebook or just make dinner? It's not good. I think it just comes down to respect.
Okay.
Thank you, Nat.
Comes down to respect. That's what Scott says.
Uh-huh.
That is his exact line. It just shows a lack of respect for me.
So where does he stand when he starts the yelling? Is he standing sort of over the table?
As he's walking from the kitchen to the table, holding the meal.
All right.
Dinner! 1, 2, 3. Right! Is anyone coming? Okay, fine.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's throwing things down.
Why do I even bother? 10 seconds has passed.
That's pretty funny.
10 seconds has
passed. That's pretty funny.
And so I now deliberately drag my feet. All right, idiot. Let's see how far we can push this.
You should show up, like, with, like, a Subway in your mouth as you walk
to
the table.
You know what he always does to me? You know what he does to me? Oh, cook. And he'll walk out and go, oh, I'm not really hungry.
No, I can't do that.
Oh.
Get directly stuffed.
Yeah, that's unreasonable. Amanda from Mortdale. Is Scott being unreasonable?
Oh, and my sister in dinner time anguish. I have a husband. I was laughing so hard because I have a husband who is exactly the same. He gives me the 10-minute warning. He does give me
good.
That courtesy.
At least you get a run-up.
But if we're not at the table at that 10-minute before time frame, then he becomes increasingly more hysterical following that until the dinner's actually on the table. And then he completely cracks it by the time he actually sits down and no one's there to join him.
All right, Amanda, what about my theory that if you're going to a lot of effort and it's a gourmet meal, then I could understand that. Is your husband cooking gourmet meals?
No, he's not cooking gourmet meals. No, everything that Em said is exactly what I completely concur. It's exactly what happens at my house, you know, every you know, maybe twice a week, once a week.
And it's because they're not cooking enough, I reckon, Amanda. I think because for us it's just about getting it done. It's a chore.
Yep.
But for them it's like, you know, it's a big event. It's event cooking.
Oh, it's event cooking. It's finale of MKR.
They want Matt Preston and George Colin Burris to sit down and judge their bloody meal.
Okay, Em, we need to organise that.
Oh,
one night we hide Presto and Colin Burris, and then as he starts effing and jeffing, they walk out.
I tell you. And the
funny.
Whole point we do Marley Spin, HelloFresh, all that, is because Scott's like, oh, I'll cook the dinner if the ingredients were here and I knew what to cook. So we did that.
Okay.
So we did that.
I'm coming around to your way of thinking here. Daniel, is Scott being unreasonable?
No, he's not being unreasonable. This is about passion. This is about love. This is about care. This is about everything that needs to come together on the table at the right time to give his family love and care through a flavour of food.
What's your job? What do you do for a job? Yeah, you're a chef.
He's a chef.
I knew you were a chef the way you were talking about food, like you glazed over. Oh, God, Dan.
Daniel.
Do you cook in your house even though you're a chef?
Say that again.
Are you a cook in your house even though you're a chef? Do you make the meals?
Yeah, definitely. Always.
And do you expect people to come and sit straight away as soon as you plate up?
My wife is one of five children who all have kids and who are all married. So our family dinner consists of about 15 to about 18 people now, and like legit 15 people. This is not over exaggerating.
Yeah.
So when I've got food on the table, everyone has to be on the table. I get passionate. I get emotional. It results in joy straight off the barbecue.
I'm not going to lie. If my husband was a chef, I would be sitting there an hour before.
Really?
Yeah, with a napkin around my neck. Yeah. Just waiting.
Poll results.
Yeah, 60% says he's being unreasonable. Good, but they didn't make it to air, did they, guys?
40% says he's being reasonable. That's close for him.
Close, close. Mm. I don't know. I love you, Scotty, but this is just stupid.
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye, when you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Well, guys, get ready. The Sopranos is officially being brought back. David Chase, creator of the 21-time Primetime Emmy Award-winning mob drama, 21!
That was a great show.
Emmys!
Yep.
Is finally giving in to fan demands with the continuation and the demanding of a Sopranos movie.
Now, very sadly, the lead actor, James Gandolfini, is no longer with us.
So they're going to do prequel. So what happened in the lead up to that family beginning.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Amazing
so
story.
This is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
There's going to be, like, apparently during The Sopranos, I haven't seen it, there was flashbacks.
Yeah,
a lot.
They do a lot of flashbacks.
So they're going to talk about that
like
version.
His father.
Yeah,
and all
Uncle
that.
Junior.
Uncle Junior.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they're going to focus on that era.
Oh.
And it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, maybe it might make me watch the series. Everyone keeps telling me I would really love it. So it's maybe nothing makes me not want to watch something more than people tell me I should watch it. Some could call me contrary. You'd be correct.
You should try and catch up on Blue Heelers first.
Well, Mount Thomas was Crime Central, guys.
That's the perfect companion piece.
I feel like
piece.
They needed to station a SWAT team there.
They needed
so much murder in Mount Thomas.
Terrible.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was like New York there.
It was
like King's Cross. Okay, moving on. Another classic show getting a reboot is Charmed. Yeah, of course, Alyssa Milano, Shannon Doherty, and the other one.
Julie McMahon.
Yeah, Julie McMahon was in it. That's right.
Yeah, love it.
And so is Kelly, whatchamacallit, from Big Bang Theory. She was in it too.
Oh, Kelly Kawora.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, so they're rebooting it and they've already cast the three girls and they're good.
Okay.
Unknowns. I'm not that pumped about it. I wasn't really into Charmed. So, well done. I just thought everyone else would be. Britney Spears is furious after Kevin Federline has asked for more child support.
Get lost, K-Fed.
K-Fed is requesting 20 grand more a month to... Are you ready for this? To recognise the sacrifices he's made. To recognise the sacrifices he has made.
Yep.
He said that he had to give up his career as a backing dancer to care for the children.
But he was her backing dancer.
And
why couldn't he have done it with a baby Bjorn?
No one asked him to give up his career.
He didn't have it.
K-Fed sat in the corner and ate hamburgers for breakfast. That's what happened to K-Fed's
Thank
career.
Thank you very much.
It's hard to dance when your centre of gravity is way off when you're 100 kg overweight. It's hard to do a backflip, guys.
Has he done a day's work since they broke up? He hasn't, has he? And now he wants 20 grand a month extra.
It's exhausting.
I mean, he's awful.
Getting up every day, putting on your white singlet with your white belt and your white leather shoes.
Yeah.
It's really tiring. So Britney is said to be furious and not willing to cough up a cent.
Good.
So we'll hear about that. This is my favourite news story of the day, though. Mariah Carey gives zero Fs about the Grammys, guys.
Mm-hmm.
She was asked in an interview over the weekend, how do you feel about the Grammys?
Because she didn't get any Grammys, did she?
Well, she was interviewed. People know this is a touchstone for her. This is a sore point for Mariah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
A year ago, she was asked about the Grammys, and she says she's not bitter.
Uh-huh.
You be the judge.
You know, when I got 6 Grammy nominations for Fantasy, Always Be My Baby, and One Sweet Day, and then got 0 Grammys, I was like, well, I guess maybe I have to just handle it.
And then asked if she had watched the Grammys, she responded with this.
The Grammys were just this past weekend. Any thoughts on the results of everything, on Adele's winning the
do
top
you really th- think I watched do you really think I watched that show?
I don't know if you did or not. You, I'm taking that to say no, you did not.
It's, to quote my five-year-old son, it's boring. Okay, it's boring as hell.
She's been nominated 34 times and only won five.
Is Mariah, she didn't seem very awake.
That was a year ago. I think that's when she was maybe medicating herself.
Oh, wow.
Now she's great. Now she's back. She got rid of the Russian manager. Not, doesn't matter that she's Russian, but just painting a picture.
No, there, she's back. Mariah's back.
I am at My Kitchen Rules, guys. And that was...
That's entertainment.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
6 minutes past eight. We would love to give away the $10,000 today. Em, who have you got?
Hey, Lizzie from North Ryde.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you ready to play today, FM's Alpha Bucks?
I'm super not ready.
Super
okay,
not
well,
ready.
Let's go to Meg. No, I'm joking. All right, Liz, your letter today is the letter T.
T.
And you, like everyone else who gets through, you want to go on a holiday if you win.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good on
absolutely.
You.
Am I allowed to say my thing about letters at this point? T can have different sounds at the start of words. Remember that, Liz.
T. Yeah.
Okay, good on you, Lizzie. All right, you have 30 seconds. You get $100 for every answer you get right. If you get all 10, you get 10,000. We must take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. I never say answer. I don't know why I did that. It's answer. Okay, Lizzie, your time will start at the end of my first question. Here we go. Name a book title.
The Hobbit.
A TV character.
Thor.
An American state.
Pass.
A board game.
Pass.
A flower.
Tulip.
An Australian athlete.
Pass.
A colour. I love how you did not care how fast you needed to go then, Liz. You got $300?
Oh, super.
Okay. Good on you, Liz. Woman of few words, which is always great for radio.
I liked it. A lot of
thanks,
poor...
Liz. Yeah, she was calm, cool and collected, but just didn't move fast enough.
I think 30 seconds might have been a little bit too short.
Thanks, Lizzie. You take that $300 and do something nice for yourself.
Do something nice for yourself.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
All week we've been doing something.
MI for the Ed Guy.
So we started off Monday with a haircut.
Which I'm very happy
Tuesday,
with.
Which you like the haircut, don't you?
Yeah,
so
I really
everyone
like it.
Complaining, stop trying to change him,
don't,
shut
it was
up.
One comment. Don't
it's
worry
a haircut.
About.
No, there's been a few.
Oh, who cares?
Why do you feel like you need to change
him? It's fun. We're having fun.
We are having fun.
Yes.
And also, you wear the same thing every day.
Yes.
And we just thought we'd change it up a bit, not a polo and a zippy, but maybe dress like you're in your 30s, not your 10s. And we've done already this week, we did Super Camp Ed with
didn't
mesh,
like that.
A lot of nipple.
Yeah.
But we did find out you're secretly buff.
Yeah.
This morning we did Bondi Hipster Ed.
Yeah, I'm still getting over that.
I was into that.
Look.
You don't like wearing jeans because you say you get hot legs, which is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Can I tell you that hot legs is an actual
hot
condition?
Hot legs is not a condition.
It's a genuine
you
condition.
You have a weird aversion to denim.
Hot legs.
Also, you need to do some more legs.
Yeah. I've had a hamstring injury.
You need to remember leg day once in a while,
I do.
Dog.
It's so
you're
sore.
Very
though.
Buff okay. up top. Now, what I wanted to tackle is the other thing with Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. If you've watched the new season, amazing. They also talk about emotional issues.
Do they?
And for me, there is one really obvious emotional issue you have, and that is
are
around
you bullying at work?
Food. That's around food. Yeah. I'm with you a lot. I'm with you. I'm like with you 15 hours a week, 16,
yeah, we spend 17 a lot of time
hours. Yeah. And what I notice especially is your enthusiasm when someone's eating a meal you've clearly banned yourself from.
Oh, I love that.
And so much so, it's got to the point where you'll do this.
I walk past and if someone's got something that I like the look of, I used to before my wife made me stop, I would walk and I would stop at their food and then I would point at it and I would go, yes, yes. Yeah, I had to stop that.
Yeah,
and the biting one, when it goes, if it's a, well, I did this with Grant and he looked at me, I realized when we were having dinner in Darling Harbour and someone had a giant plate of pasta and the waitress was taking it past me, and I do what I always do is I lean over and go, nang, 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 nang.
That's normal. I'm going to send our food psychologist, Leanne Cooper, home. Leanne's making notes. Please welcome. Now, I've bought in for you because you're right, I'm not a doctor. I am a doctor of life, but I genuinely feel like this is going to help lots of people.
Great.
I'd like to welcome a food psychologist, Leanne Cooper. Welcome, Leanne.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Leanne. Hi. This is from the author of Change the Way You Eat, about the psychology of food.
That's now, me. I think Ed has a fixation. What do you think?
Well, I'm just wondering what's actually going on there. Like, what does that food represent for Ed? What's the trigger?
I don't know. Oh, what do you mean, what trigger? I just
He's
like
getting it. All squinty-eyed.
No, I'm just thinking. I just like it, Leanne. But I'm one of these people that I don't drink, I don't gamble, because if I get a taste,
I'm the same.
I can't
I'm the same.
Stop myself.
Yeah, you got to go till it's finished and done and broken and won.
I want.
You got to win that burger.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I get it.
I want.
Can't just have a bite.
No, I can't have
I'm
a bite.
The same.
So this is the thing, Em. I would go. I would love to have a burger, Leanne. But yeah. I would get a burger. Then finish my burger, and as my friends were sort of getting up, I go, what are you doing? And I would get up and get another one, well, and then another one.
It's funny you say this.
Oh, don't. What have
we're
you
bringing you in burgers for breakfast.
This just feels like triggering.
Just putting it in front of you now. So when you see these four delicious burgers and nuggies, wow. How do you feel right
nung,
now?
Nung, 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 nung.
Explain to Leanne what goes nung, through nung, you. Nung, I just nung, want nung. To understand what's going through your mind.
Well, I would like to eat all of them. Immediately, and I don't want to stop this stupid radio show so I can go and eat these burgers.
And then what do you think? I can't because?
No, because it'll be bad for me. They're bad. I shouldn't eat all these burgers. There's too many burgers here.
You can enjoy some naughty foods once in a while.
What's once in a while, though?
Well, I must admit, lining them up and devouring them all in one go is probably not really once in a while.
So you're saying M's are being naughty here. You're saying M's being naughty, aren't you?
But the other thing is, though, you do live with a very healthy person.
I do. Her,
and she's Tiff is amazing. She's a former gladiator and very healthy fitness expert, tiffxo.com. And she found out he was eating bacon one morning for breakfast. No. This is what happened. This is a grab, Benny.
What is in that white paper bag? Is that a croissant? And he said, no, it's something worse.
What was it, Ed? Well, tell everyone what you were eating, mate.
What was it, Ed?
What was it?
Bacon and egg.
There's a bacon and egg white bread sandwich with cheese.
Do you feel like you're letting your wife down if you eat that burger?
It's not that, because Tiff doesn't deny herself. Tiff eats whatever she likes, right? Yeah. But she just does it in moderation. Yeah. But she knows what I'm like.
Yeah.
Because at one point in our relationship, I got very, very big.
No.
Because I discovered that there was a pizza place near our house that delivered till 11 p.m.
So, Leanne, a lot of people be listening and understanding this, and I'm the same. How can we not deny ourselves not overdo it?
Yeah. Good question.
I think the thing is that restriction's not really that helpful for most people. You know, the more you deny yourself, you're actually using quite a lot of your brain capacity to actually restrain yourself. So you do want to let the gates open once in a while. Because
the floodgates?
Well, not the floodgates. I specifically didn't say flood.
Okay, just the little gate, the side gate.
But how do how do you stop yourself from, like, I'm the same, I have to finish it. How do you stop when you fall or before you fall? This is a problem that a lot of adults have, that they don't know when to stop.
Yeah, absolutely. We've actually lost our connection with our internal signals. So we actually don't know what it feels like to feel full or hungry. We tend to eat over capacity. So you kind of need to just step back. Waiting 20 minutes between those burgers, your brain will tell you, I've had enough.
What's it, lectin, ghrelin?
Ghrelin. You're onto it and leptin, all those sorts of funky things.
In your brain that tells you that you're full. Yeah. You know how I know I'm full?
Yeah.
When I get kicked out of the buffet, which has happened twice.
He got kicked out of an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Three times.
He is Homer Simpson, guys.
I had Homer Simpson here as a note.
So we've got four burgers in front of Ed right now.
Yeah.
And so what we're saying is you've got permission to eat one.
That's it. And then stop and appreciate that burger. And it's comforting for you, I'm sure. We all feel comforted by food.
He's eating a nuggy. Mm. So I think what you're saying is, and everyone in Sydney listening, and I'm going to remember this, pay attention to how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Don't focus on the finishing. Focus on being in the moment with your stomach and your brain. And it's not a weakness to not finish a meal. You know,
that's
I think
that's a good thing to know.
When you, if you were raised by boomers, I wasn't allowed to leave the table till the plate was finished. Yeah. And my dad used to pile it up.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah. And that's leave a tiny bit on the plate. Actually leaving a bit on the plate signals that you've actually had more than what you need, even if you're still a tiny bit hungry.
Love it. See, there I go to Tiff. See, Tiff? See, look, I left all those vegetables and I ate that drumstick.
Sorry,
those fried drumsticks.
Leanne, you've been so helpful. You've actually come in and helped, which is awesome. Rare.
Thank you, Leanne. The book is called Change the Way You Eat.
Mm.
It is about the psychology of food.
Yeah, we'll be having you in again because there's a lot of food issues around this whole... I have a lot of food issues. You have a lot of food issues.
I would love to get Leanne in because every time she shows up, I get four burgers.
Coming up next, Leanne, thank you so much.
Thanks, you're welcome. Pleasure.
Coming up next, though, Ed, you're about to go and put on... Now, this is it. This is the outfit that I have, that professional stylist picked for you. No gimmick, no joke.
Okay.
This is the one that I think you might adopt in everyday life.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too. That's next.
Am I for the Ed Guy?
So we started out with a haircut. Then we did Camp Ed. There was a lot of mesh and nipple and we found out he was secretly buff. This morning we did Bondi Hipster Ed. And now, guys, we are Instagram living. If you're able to get to your phone and it's safe, go to Today FM Breakfast Instagram account and watch the final reveal. This is it. Rachel Dennis, celebrity stylist, has picked. This is the one she says, Ed, are you in the room?
I'm here, mate.
Are you happy with it?
I'm uncomfortable because I don't have any socks on.
Yeah, but...
Oh, but apart from that, I can't tell because I think Ali's, our producer, is nodding.
Okay, I'm going to look. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, that laughter is not the reaction I'm going for.
Yeah, so I can see you. Well, step away from microphone. The mic. No, you don't. Oh, yeah, you look good. But you're in a polo. They've let you wear a polo. But the polo is a nice polo. Why are you doing double gun fingers? You look like Pee-wee Herman.
Exactly.
The jacket's a little bit small, but that's okay.
I feel like I
love the pants. See, I'm all for you stopping wearing your PE shorts. So
with
Ed's
zipper
in
a pocket at the front.
Yeah, Ed's in a pair of say maroon chinos,
and
they look great. They actually look really great on you. And are they too hot?
My legs are boiling.
I don't believe hot legs is a thing.
Seriously, can we get Dr. Harry or a doctor?
Dr. Harry does.
Oh, he's a vet. No, I mean like who's a human doctor?
Dr. Oz.
Oh, no, he's weird.
No, he's not.
He told me once he hadn't eaten a piece of bread since 1986.
Yeah, when was the last time you ate a piece of bread?
84.
You look great. So you've got a... I'll go as far as to say it's a formal polo.
Yeah, this is really formal.
It's a formal polo. You've got a blue tweed jacket on with a little maroon pocket square and a little brooch with scissors, which I love.
Yeah.
And then you've got, bringing in the colour of the maroon pocket square, some maroon, like chinos.
Yeah.
And then you've got some great little kind of runners on.
Yeah, my question is...
Street runners. So you don't look like Jerry Seinfeld anymore.
Yeah, but these aren't...
You come in looking like little Jerry Seinfeld every day.
Em,
you look great.
Thank you. But my question is, where would I wear this?
Every day.
No.
You don't have to wear the jacket, but I feel like the pants could be
a good one. How will my life change? If I started dressing better, how would my life change?
I think your wife has been right on board with this, and I think you guys have been together 10 years.
Yeah.
A little bit of surprise and delight, doll. I'm trying to help you. She's just had a baby. You guys are in that weird trying to get enough sleep. You know, you just become very functional, not a lot of passion. We've all been there.
Yep.
And I just think maybe if you turned up a little bit surprise and delight, worked on your hair, worked on your food issues, worked on your outfits, things could, you know.
What, number two on the way?
Okay, let's not rush her, but... Look at him. He's like, you're not playing to a live audience,
idiot. Let's start picking names. We'll have a baby
shower. You got Arnold. It's going to be Nancy and Bruce.
Bruce was on our list.
Yeah, I know Bruce was on your list. I think, how do you feel about this week? Is anything going to change?
I appreciate the effort that you've gone to.
Mm.
I hated the mesh. Mm. Well, I reckon I had a nipple graze.
Yeah, but look.
Can we get a doctor?
Everyone,
Dr. Harry?
Everyone knows that you're secretly buff now because of the mesh.
Okay.
A lot of attention on that.
Thank you. But then I appreciate the effort that you've gone to.
The haircut's been great.
The haircut's been great.
Do you think you might wear pants this winter?
My wife has said that she wants me to go chino shopping.
I'm so happy with chino shopping.
Yep.
So I've had a win.
You've had a win.
Fantastic.
I'm doing you next week.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Clark shoes.
You can't improve on perfection, doll.
That's true.
You see what I wear to work
that
every day?
That is true.
I put in effort. What are you going to do? Make me wear trackies? Don't own any.
Trackies?
No.
Get me Adidas.
That's giving up. Just get me a prepaid phone and call me a drug dealer and we're on.
So it's Friday. Everyone's wondering what's going to happen in their future. So it's time to go to the horoscopes. But we don't just get any old horoscope person.
Why would we?
Looking at the sky pretending.
Shove your stars, Athena, star woman.
Yeah.
Why is her name? Like when her mum held her and looked at her and said, I name you Athena. She set her career path in stone.
You're right.
It's like when you name your kid Candy or Misty.
Judge?
Lawyers.
Ah, yes, lawyers. Lawyers. Supreme Court judges. This gentleman, you'll know him from this.
This is going straight to the pool room.
The dad from The Castle, a.k.a. Michael Caton, star of the new Australian film Three Summers. Mm. He's been poring over the celestial charts all week to bring you your horoscopes.
I'm your celestial guide, Michael Caton, from the film Three Summers. And here are your horoscopes. Aries. You will fall in love with Dean from Married at First Sight.
Hey, yo, Tracy, my little lady.
Virgo. You missed out on an Oscar, but you will definitely win the Best New Talent Logie. Sagittarius. You will buy Bitcoin and then go broke. Cancer. A miracle occurs when your local light rail station is completed. Your luck is in. Go out and buy some Bitcoin. Virgo. Don't put your crab pots in the same place every day. The crocs are able to remember stuff like that. Leo, get a job, hippie. Gemini, your weekend will be forever improved by watching Three Summers on DVD. I'm your celestial guide, Michael Caton.
He's good.
That was great.
Yeah.
Get a job, hippie.
Yeah.
I'm going to start screaming that at my kids.
It's cloudy.
It's cloudy.